You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Sorry about that. I'm fiddling, Finn, as you can tell.
Hey.
How are you?
What's up? I'm good. I woke up 10 minutes ago. I slept through my alarm. But I ate toothpaste, so I'm all good to go.
And you've got someone with you.
I've got Mac.
Hey, Mac.
Hey.
Nice that you are here. Juno is, and this is your demo god for this week.
Yeah, great to be here. Great to have done the song with you, Mac.
Thanks for having me.
I haven't actually played your demo god jingle.
We might need it for the APRA.
Okay. All right. So do you want me to do it?
Please.
All right. Hang on one moment.
It's not the demo gods without it.
It's not. Okay. Here we go. Just wait. You've made me make so many mistakes. Oh, no. That's not it.
We've got a new jingle this week.
Yeah, no, that's not
it,
is it? That's your track, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, right, okay. Let's try that again. You reckon if I do it again, it'll work? You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. No. Do you reckon this is what happened with you?
We could sing it. Yeah. This is what happened with me. Technology today, not on our sites. Okay, wait, I'll just do the jingle.
Right.
This thing on. Demo gods.
That's exactly right. Very good. Okay, I can't get rid of your track, Mac. It's just going to just keep playing in the background.
Stubborn. Yeah.
You're going to be living off it now.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So you told us last week that you were with Mac. Juno is for your demo god this week, and the prompt was Swan Song.
That is correct.
Mm.
We went to Mac's place to do it. Mac's got a cool home studio, and we smashed it out in 4 hours, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we started at like 7 or something.
Yeah. And you were like, if I eat dinner, I'm gonna fall asleep.
Yeah.
So you very, very bravely held off on eating dinner for ages.
Yeah.
For music's sake, for the sake of rock and roll. And I was thinking that for this week we could play the song earlier, talk about it later, so we can have the audience kind of come in fresh for it.
Okay, well, hopefully it will play.
Yeah, well, if not, we've got a cool Juno-ish song that we'll definitely play.
That's right, okay. You ready? Yeah. Standing by. And
Swan
this is this Finn Johansson and Juno is with Swan Song? Is that what we'll announce it as?
I suppose so. You could reverse the names if you want.
Juno is and Finn Johansson and Swan Song. This is Demo Gods.
It's a da-da, one last hurrah. Last call, stand nice and tall with his old friends. They have a yarn in the big pond. It's a swan song. It's a swan life. They tell their friends. Oh,
Well, I love it. That's fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Mac and Finn, Juno Is and Finn Johansson and Swan Song. Mac, the prompt, Swan Song, I didn't think anyone was going to pick that one. Why'd you choose that one?
It just sounded pretty. And I didn't realise that swans have a swan song before they die. Yeah. And so I kind of, when I was writing the lyrics and stuff, I was kind of just imagining like really beautiful swans swanning about and, yeah, didn't tie in death.
Yeah, it was so good. Mac, I feel, did like the Rodney Fisher style of lyric writing, which was just stream of consciousness lyrics. We were just trying something out. And we ended up using all of them. We ended up going back to a phone recording that I was just making of the whole session and being like, what were your other lyrics? Because we need a verse too. And they were perfect as well.
Mm.
But about halfway through the first verse, I was like, I've got a sneaking suspicion that Mac thinks that Swan Song is simply a song about swans and not like an idiom for the final thing you do before you die, whether you're a swan or not. And I was like, well, maybe I'll strategically introduce this as an extra theme after we've written some lyrics because it was sounding so good.
Mm.
I was like, well, I don't want to taint the purity of lyrics about swans.
Yeah.
Because I played this to Annabelle and she was like, it almost sounds like a kid's song.
Yeah.
Like in a really good way. I love kids' music.
Yeah.
And I think we kept a really cool simplicity by not like going straight to the idiom, if you know what I mean.
And we literally did like use the lyrics that I first sung because the first line is Issa Da Da. Like it's not even a word.
It's not words.
Issa Da Da.
Issa Da Da. And it just works.
It sounded so cool. Yeah, we were just like, how about it?
Yeah.
Well, it really works. I don't think it sounds like a kid's song, personally. It's just got a very lyrical sort of feel to it.
Let me put it this way. Kids with good taste will love it.
Very good. And so did you record this at your place? I think Finn said you were going to be doing it at your studio.
In my bedroom.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When you sent me this, I didn't have a chance to listen to it, hence my mucking around here on this desk, but it had so many parts to it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I think I accidentally sent you the stems in that case.
You did send me the stems, yeah.
Yeah, we went high.
What am I supposed to download here?
Yeah. Just put them all in on Pro Tools and then give it a little mix yourself.
So there were a lot of instrumentation going on in there. What did you use?
Logic was a big one.
Yeah.
Logic has a lot of built-in instruments. So.
Yeah, I just had this MIDI keyboard. And we were just messing around. Oh, and Finn was sitting at my Juno 106 and tutuing there. And then, I don't know, just kind of, it was mainly the MIDI keyboard. And then we just like, you know, added like some sounds, added piano, added cello.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, cello, that's right. That was one of them.
Yeah, because Logic has those insane piano, insane violin things that you can have where you press one note and it goes. That was an inspiration maybe for the end of the song.
There was a crazy one that we found that we couldn't find again.
Yeah, it was almost like a ghost in the machine.
Yeah.
I feel like after talking about it, we should hear it again. But
Well, that's the beauty of demo gods. You're not allowed.
Yeah. Right, it's once only.
Yeah.
Yeah, but perhaps the chat should go beforehand so then we're completely encompassing the track.
It's interesting because like I was tossing up between that. But if you tell someone too much about something, maybe they'll be influenced on how to listen to it.
Yeah, true.
But the final, I feel like one more thing to touch on about the track was the very end, because Mac was like, I want an explosion.
Like and we death.
But it ended up being like a meeting of all the swans in heaven.
Yeah.
Chattering to each other and seeing each other like old mates.
Yeah.
Which I thought was very sweet.
That's very esoteric.
Yeah, she was directing it. She was like, okay, like, let's get some crazy guitar. And I was like, pew, pew, pew.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Turns out it just, oh, yeah, we had a coda with like a swan that's like, hey, I'm Greg. Yeah. I'm a swan. And then, well, you probably wanted to keep it in, but I was like, maybe we'll leave it out.
You know, swans mate for life.
That's what I learned from Mac.
Mm.
Is that what you told me?
That
swans mate for life?
No, they do.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
you'd believe it listening to that song.
Yeah, have you seen them? Well, I was going to say in the UK. Have you seen them on the Thames and places like that?
Yeah.
And they're looked after by the the queens.
Oh, you can't punch them, yeah.
No, you're not allowed to do a thing to them because they're protected by the queen.
Like possums in Australia's queen.
That's right. Anyway, that's a beautiful track, so thank you very much. I mean, that was a really very successful demo, God. It's not that they all haven't been, but that was really beautiful.
It's surprising what you can do in like the space of 4 hours or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a really fun journey.
It was so fun. Thank you. And you were on an absolute tear. I feel like what you said about, you know, the quality of it being good is like the best thing about Demo Gods is it doesn't have to be good. The whole point is just like whatever happens, happens. But I'm just so stoked that you brought your A game to it. It was so cool. So fun. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for having me on board for this.
Yeah, no, you're awesome. That's amazing that you came on board, which is great. Beautiful. Mm. So all of this, we hope, will perhaps go on a compilation of them.
Yeah. I'll run it by all the artists.
Hey, so I found your sting.
Oh, yeah. Should we have a little listen?
This thing on.
You probably do it live every week, really.
Yeah, well, the guy who I got to come in, he did it, and then I've been practicing to try and get his voice, his vocal sort of intricacies down.
And, Mac, I found your track again.
Oh, great.
So it's a bit like BFM, random.
Yeah, it's a little bit like BFM. It's almost like BFM.
Thank you, Mac.
Thank you.
Thanks, Karen.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.